This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are spiders.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Just picture that I like reached into my pocket and extended a closed fist.
Here you are.
Turned it over. Hey, these are spiders.
Spiders are on packages. these certainly are spiders.
Yeah. Much like the, so they're less of a trap than the snakes are. The snakes, you know, mentioned that, like, they just kind of exist to be single serving poison dispensers. These, like, there are notes about their tactics, and there are a lot of subheaders here, and even subheads within subheads.
Yeah. A lot of different kinds of spiders here. They're all fine.
Fine.
Like, some of them I have some affection for from playing games and the like. So, like, sword spiders, you know, when one of those things shows up in, Baldur's Gate, it's a big deal.
Right.
That's kind of fun. But they're just spiders with swords for legs, which somehow ends up being, like, not as interesting as I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not literal swords for legs, which I think would be pretty cool. Like, I could make that.
Yes.
Yeah, if I had some swords.
Some swords. Oh, gosh. The sword shortage of Ought4.
Yeah.
Wiped them all out, yeah.
Yeah, all of the swords got burned down with our forest fire.
Yeah. Oh. But yeah, I like the little... So basically in the Drow Society, spiders replace every animal. And that is even the case here. Like, you know, you have huge spiders. And for God's sake, why are there different subheads for different sizes of spider? That should just be part of the
large,
table.
Large, huge, and gargantuan. Ooh. And giant.
Yep.
Fuck, man.
And everything
like
in between.
The sourcing of the Monstrous Manual continues.
But, like, they train huge spiders to be their watchdogs. I'm sorry, watch spiders. Specifically bred to, like, watch their shit.
Watch _ spider _2. most of the normal, like, the normal spiders in here are not that interesting. Like, there's web spiders that are like watch spiders, like that, you know, or not web spiders, like the hunting spiders, like the spider that is the lead king character of Spider, the Secret of Bryce Manor or whatever.
Yeah.
Hunting spiders. And then there are web spiders that trap webs or, you know, leave webs for people, of course. And there's kind of the two money spiders here, which are the phase spider and the sword spider.
Oh, yeah.
As you mentioned, the sword spider just has like bones for legs and they're sharp.
Yeah.
Very well.
The phase spider, it's kind of like
the phase spider is kind of fun.
It's like a displacer spider a little bit. It is able to blink in and out of existence.
However, it has web spinners, a raised thorax, and a human-like head.
Yep.
So that is the difference. And there's a picture of this thing.
Ooh.
On this thing, or on the Monstrous Manual. I think that's supposed to be a phase spider. And he's pretty fun looking. So that's kind of like does a little bit to redeem him for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me do a Google image search here. Not seeing. Oh, there we go. Look at that. It's not a human like head. It is just a human head.
Yeah. It's just a normal head on top of a spider.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, I'm kind of a displacer.
Yeah. It doesn't talk about their origin. Like, unlike the drow or the drider rather, like these are not failed experiments or fail, you know, the result of a failed trial.
Huh. No, it doesn't. It just says what they're not. It doesn't say what they are.
Right. Right.
You know, and there's just kind of not enough room in this entry for like interesting spider facts because spiders are fascinating.
Oh yeah.
I made a big breakthrough when I moved into this new house because this new apartment's in a basement. I no longer kill spiders. I used to.
Came around to my side of this, huh?
I did. I don't like them. I don't like having them around. I can't suffer the idea of them crawling on me when I'm sleeping and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's a basement, so there's going to be spiders. I leave them be.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing about this this area, for something with this yard, there's a lot of plants in the yard that my landlords keep, and it is fucking Spider City, which sucks.
Yeah.
Because I walk through webs all the time.
Oh, it's terrible.
And that's really gross feeling. So I take this broom and I knock down their home. So I've switched from doing physical violence to emotional violence to them. And I feel like it's more in line with like my actual feelings towards spiders. Like it's not that I want them to die, but go fuck yourself, little guy. Stay out of my house. Like stay out of my business.
This is my home. You don't get to build your home in my home.
Yeah. You can't. It's not. You're going to start paying rent.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that. So I just knock down their houses with a gigantic broom. And then they rebuild dutifully because they're idiots. And that's the relationship we have is I get to feel smarter than them. And, they get to sometimes web me up.
So I'm sorry. You said web them up. I know you mean like you just walk through it and feel gross. I thought literally it meant that you were like,
Spider-Man webs up.
You're being given a silk sleeping bag.
I get tied to a light post with a little note that says, you know, it says what crime I did for the police to find.
Yeah. So your attitude hasn't changed. Your tactics have evolved to match your attitude. Okay, yes. Gotcha. There's one thing we would be remiss if we didn't say. So Gargantuan Spider, it's bigger. Cool. However, there's one little sentence here. Using its webbing, it can make a false spider, a flapping banner, a filmy veil, or any shape it has ever seen. It uses these to mislead prey.
That is pretty cool.
So just building an entire web city, like at the end of Blazing Saddles. Like, okay, cool. Just this deception. I didn't count the men.
They're smart too.
Yeah.
They have like 7 intelligence. So it's like anything you can see, like you could potentially train these things. Mm-hmm. And even if you didn't train them, you could like, you know, just keep showing it the same picture of something you want it to sculpt.
Yeah.
You know? Like here, you know, I may keep showing you my dick. And I want you to sculpt it in the yard of this man named Greg. I know.
Greg deserves it though.
Yeah, fucker.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.